Kaya FM Podcast. Saturdays with Jenny.
So now, joining us on the line to talk to us about his exhibition is Daniel Nodier. And he has just brought out a beautiful book, and he has got a fantastic exhibition on at the Everard Reed Gallery, which is almost directly opposite Kaya FM. It's on Jellicoe. I'll give you the address after we've finished chatting to him. Daniel, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now, Daniel, you did two walkabouts this week, plus the exhibition is up at the moment. What sort of a response have you had initially?
From, you know, doing the walkabouts, I had very good response. It's for me kind of a great privilege to shown this the Bovine Prophecy book on book and also the exhibition based on the Khoza cattle on the shore of the Eastern Cape. And compiling this, this body of work, critically selected works for with about 23 works.
So again, this is extraordinary because I first met you on the night that Cyril Ramaphosa launched his book, and his book was full of photographs of his Ankole cattle, which are spending a very, very happy and cosseted life in South Africa on his farm. And you took all of the photographs, did you not?
Yeah, you know, it was a great honor for me working together with the president and also capturing these majestic longhorns, you know, the Ankole cattle, and publishing the book together with him. I spent about more than a half a year running around his farm, beautiful farm in Mpumalanga, and capturing his cattle. Previous before this book, I did sightings of the sacred of cattle in Uganda, Madagascar, and India. And, after doing this book, Cattle of the Ages, with the president, I thought I had to finish off, say, the last body of work that is focused on cattle. And so I did the Bovine Prophecy that was based on Khoza cattle on the shore.
So I mean, the history of Khoza cattle is it's very sensitive, isn't it? I mean, it almost destroyed the Khoza people, and now, of course, they're back again. But these cattle, which are pure blood, I think, are just extraordinary. They are there on the beaches.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's a very sensitive, story of the killing of the cattle. But for me, it's not about that. It's about the majesticness of this cattle that, lie on the shore and await this prophecy to happen. It's absolutely majestic, you know. And also, if you look at my previous works, Animal Farm and Sightings of the Sacred, I've portrayed animals like such as the Afrikaner's dogs from a taxonomical way, from a side profile, where the Khoza cattle on the shore portraits were photographed from right in front, where you can actually see the background as the ocean far into the horizon. And if you dim your eyes, they form kind of a silhouette that was in the prophecy, was told that the ancestors will bring new cattle from the sea. So I went to that notion and portrayed them where they all also gaze right into the lens, challenging the viewer. And they're quite intense, all of them. Each of them carry a certain presence, characteristic. I think photographing cattle around the world, I explained my walkabout. I collected these archives where I could select and say, listen, this is how I portray this cow. And I captured a sense of a certain presence, a unique presence, may it be wholly feminine or more masculine and more aggressive and very testosterone, a lot of power captured. I had these ways of going and approaching the Bovine Prophecy project and saying, okay, I want this cow to be more feminine, very holy looking, calm and graceful. And so each portrait was specifically selected. So you have these different animal characteristics, cattle characteristics portrayed in the series.
And they allowed you to come quite close to them.
I must say, after photographing cattle since 2010, I had to find my way around kind of reading them. And as I spot the herds you know, the Wild Coast is kind of a difficult place sometimes to drive and also to walk and hike. When I see a herd from a distance, I have usually a certain way of how I approach them, where I would lie down between them on the sand. And they realize that, you know, I am no trouble for them, so they accept me in their presence, and then after a while I start taking portraits of them, yes.
And how long does it take? I mean, there is a picture of you actually photographing one of the, I think it's a female, cows on the beach, and she's lying down. And yeah, she just, you know, it's a beautiful photograph.
You know, it's when everything works together, it's unbelievable, you know. I did it in 4 or 5 trips. I completed the project. And always there on one trip, everything works together. The cow works together. The light works together. The ocean at the back, there's always movement of the tides and the waves coming in and out. So there's a lot of stuff I concentrate on at that moment. But to go back to answer your question, indeed, you know, it's very nice when things work together. It's quite special where you have this reciprocal moment between me, the animal, and the landscape.
Mm.
It becomes truly unique.
Mm. Well, I'm sure that there's international interest in this as well, because it just is extraordinary, these cattle, you know, on a wild beach, and also the history, of course, of Xhosa cattle.
And also to add to that, you know, I really critically approach projects. You'll see there are different types and variety of portraits, but there are 4 landscapes that kind of bind this body of work together. And each landscape is specifically selected to play a big role, you know, in this series. I'm very much influenced by a painter called Samuel Daniel that did watercolors in the 1800s in Southern Africa. And you can actually see on Everard Reed's website, there is a small video I did where you can actually see how it looks really similar to his landscape paintings. There was also a great encounter of this marvelous, majestic-looking ox. You know, I went on the internet and I typed Xhosa cattle for a reason after the second trip. And I saw this unbelievable amateur photograph of this unbelievable-looking ox. And I checked on it and it took me to Facebook. And long story short, I contacted a lady that I didn't know. And I said, listen, where did you find this unbelievable, amazing-looking ox? And she didn't reply. 2 weeks later, you know, I sent another message, and then she said, no, she did a walk, but only 4 years ago. And she didn't ask me again, so I got a bit frustrated, and I screenshot on Google Earth every beach on the Wild Coast, numbering them from 1 to 20. And I said, which beach? And she said, beach number 4. So I drove to beach number 4. It took me 2 days. And then on the third day, I saw this white dot in the bush, and I found him. You know, it was marvelous. You know, it took me about 2 hours to get him on the beach, but you know, that was the fuel of these projects, you know, exploration and discovery.
I've been saying that I think that this would be a wonderful exhibition to take your children to. First of all, it's at the Everard Reed. So the Everard Reed, you enter it, you go downhill, but your journey down to the rooms where the exhibition actually is full of interesting little sideways and little outside rooms. And I mean, it's a beautiful gallery. It really is. And then to teach them without them even knowing that they're being taught a little bit about the history of Xhosa cattle.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's an unbelievable gallery for me. Very proud to be represented by them. And indeed, there's so many other works to look at as well. I mean, taking your children there, the prints are the larger prints are about 160 by 160 centimeters. That's huge. It might be a size of your kid, you know.
Mm.
So all the prints are done in Germany and in Düsseldorf with world-class labs. So the quality of the works are really extraordinary. You can even see a small fly on one of the bulls' eyes. So the detail is very entertaining, I would say.
So just give us one thing before we have to draw this conversation to a close. Just one thing that you think that parents with their children, not tiny, tiny children, but slightly older, would get something out of. Which painting?
I would say if you look at the exhibition altogether, it's the Wild Coast is untamed. it's a coast that a lot of people don't know. I think the Eastern Cape is unexplored. So any children with a family can go there, and they can look and actually how South Africa looks on the wild coast. There's a landscape of a kraal that is a profound architectural masterpiece, really deeply rooted in the tradition of the Khoza culture and people. And these cattle belong to the Khoza people, the Khoza landscapes. You know, this is part of our history. It's a part of our country. It's a part of our culture. Mm-hmm. So it's fruitful for any person to go out and not to go and to look and to buy, but to learn, to see, to observe, to see what there is in South Africa and the beauty and the color, because mm-hmm. all color works. They can see what we have and be proud of what we have, you know.
Well, listen, I think it sounds wonderful. As you know, we weren't able to meet, but I've been thinking about it, and I've been looking at the pictures, and they look, as I would expect, absolutely magnificent. So I'm sure this is going to go incredibly well. Have you sold anything, by the way?
Yes, already, even before it opened, so I'm very thankful.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure that's another conversation. So, Daniel Nodir, thank you very much indeed. It's called The Bovine Prophecy, and it's at the Everard Reed Gallery, so it's just off Jan Smuts, and it's at 6 Jellicoe Avenue, I think it is, in Rosebank. And the galleries open Monday to Friday from 9 to 4. Saturday, like today, I mean, you can pop in now. It's open from 9 to 11. Well, we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah.
And it's on until the 1st of May.
And my book, the signed copies of my book, that's only 300 copies printed, that you can also buy.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. And I hope it goes really well for you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, eh?
That's Daniel Nodir. So do go along to the Everard Reed Gallery. And I'd love you to let me know what your experiences are, if it's the first time you've been to the gallery, but what your kids are thinking of the work. Because you can just sit there, you know. They're sort of, not chairs, but they're sort of benches, and you can sit on them and, you know, go through things and talk.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.